that usually, and it's just an opportunity to, you know, really pull together as a team unit. And I think you know, playing on the road, I mean, it's just like, you know, it's like anything else. You just got to kind of focus on that. It's just one more thing that one more obstacle that you have to clear in order to get the win, and really you just kind of focus on yourself and your fundamentals and performing the way that we know we're capable of playing, and taking another step forward from what we did 2 weeks ago, and if we do that, hopefully it's enough to get the win. So
there's been a lot of talk about how young this team is, though, and this is really you guys' first true road game, true hostile environment. Is there any worry about some of the younger guys maybe stepping into something that there's no way to prepare them for until they see it?
You know, you never know. I think you're right. We are a young football team, and this is, right, our first chance. I mean, you know, in Chicago, we were kind of, it was kind of 50-50, the split of the stands, but yeah, you know, it's just another thing that we have to clear as a team, and an obstacle. I mean, we're going to have road games in the future as well, and I think the young guys do a very good job of improving this year, as well as far as football goes. And it's just another thing for them to do. And also, we have some older guys that haven't played very much, myself included, there. And you know, it's just another thing that you have to do and focus on going out on the road. And it's, you know, it's not much different. Just got to kind of focus on yourself and your team and the performance that we put out, and kind of try to ignore all the other distractions outside. So
when on Saturday you find out about what happened with your teammates, where were you when you found out, and what was kind of your reaction, just given how well you know those guys?
You know, it's just disappointing, obviously, but you know, it's we've kind of moved past all that stuff, and we're just kind of focusing on this week. I think you know, there's always going to be outside distractions. That's football. That's life. And I think you just kind of take all those things, and you move forward, and you focus on your performance. And I'm sure that's what those guys are doing this week, and that's what everybody's doing this week, because you know, it's like I said earlier, it's what have you done for me lately? And you know, we got a great opponent this week, and we get a great opportunity to go out and perform our best, and that's what we're always trying to strive to do as a football player. So that's what we're all going to try to do.
What stands out to you about Michigan State, and specifically like with their run game? Because obviously everybody talks about Le'Veon Bell, and I would imagine the offensive line's doing a lot for them as well.
Yeah, they're a tough football team. You know, they're going to go out there and they're going to try to run the ball on you. That's been Michigan State as long as I've been here, and the coaching staff as long as they've been here as well. So you know, it's important anytime in football, especially in the Big Ten, you go out and you got to try to run, establish the run on offense, and you got to try to stop the run on defense. And then, you know, you force them into a hand where they either have to throw the ball, or they're stuck doing one-dimensional things that they maybe don't want to do. And, I mean, it's also a pride thing defensively. I mean, to stop the run and things like that. So, you know, they're a great football team, and they're tough, and they're going to come in, and we're going to go there, you know, and they're going to try to establish a run on us, and that's something that's a challenge for us defensively.
When you do get that opportunity on Saturday, just unwind and do whatever. Are you paying any attention at all to their game against Indiana, watching it on TV, or is it just something like you completely avoid that because you know you're going to be seeing the film?
No, I'm sure you absolutely turn the TV on and watch them a little bit. It's an opportunity, given that extra week. You know, they're focused on Indiana. We get a chance to look at them. And, you know, it's something you just kind of look at. And it is weird. I mean, like, first time kind of sitting back and really just watching as a fan, you know, it's kind of weird. I still can't watch like a fan. I kind of watch the offensive line and how they're moving and their hand placement and everything like that. I don't really watch the ball very much. But, you know, it was nice to just get a chance to relax and watch football. You know, I haven't done that in a number of years, so it was nice.